What does it mean to pray according to God's will? I used to think this meant I'm supposed to try to guess is what I'm asking for, what God secretly wants to give me. I don't think it means that at all now. I think it means something much deeper. We are learning on prayer. We're on a prayer adventure right now at Become New. I kicked it off in the last video, so if you haven't seen that one yet, you might want to start there. And then begin to think right now about what it is that you're bringing before God each of 5 consecutive days. That's the challenge. Greatest teacher who ever taught in the greatest sermon that was ever preached said this about prayer. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Because everyone who asks receives. Everybody who seeks finds. To everyone that knocks, it is open. And then he goes on to say this about God and how much God loves to give. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? And of course, the answer is, that's not the way things work. Unless a relationship is deeply dysfunctional, this gets to the power of the ask. Asking is central to life in the kingdom of God, because asking is where I bring my kingdom, my desires, my little will into the presence of your kingdom, your desires, your little will. And then also, ultimately, and this is what we're talking about now, I bring it to God and God's kingdom and God's will, and I present it. In asking, we honor the will, the kingdom of other people, of other persons, and supremely of God. And this is the most important force in the universe, because the universe ultimately isn't just particles, it's persons. And so, in a way, kind of like gravity is the force that objects have that pulls them towards each other, asking is that in the spiritual dimension. And if a relationship is right between a parent and a child, it's unthinkable that my little child, whom I love, would ask me for bread. I say, here, have a stone. We wouldn't do that. And then Jesus goes on. If you then, though you are evil, and now I know for some of you are saying, I'm not evil. So Dallas Willard suggests you might substitute the word ornery. Just give that a try. You though you're ornery. Know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? God loves to give. This is part of what gives us confidence in prayer. God has the heart of a parent where it's a joyful thing to him. Creation itself is an act of extravagant generosity. The ultimate gift of God is his own son, Jesus, for us, but every morning is another gift. Now, you may find yourself looking at difficulties in your life or in the world and thinking, man, I'm not at all sure. No, I totally get that, and I have those thoughts as well. I would just pause to ask this as we think about our prayer adventure together. Jesus says that God loves to give, and that as much as we might think that we love to give, the Father is way more generous than we are. And you might just ask yourself, do you really think you know God better than Jesus does? So, this is the invitation for us to ask God. Now, when it comes to asking according to God's will, I kind of used to think that meant I might want to ask for this job or this house or a relationship with this person, this spouse. But then I don't know if God wants that for me or not. He's probably got a secret plan on that kind of stuff. So I have to kind of guess, is this what he wants for me? I hope it is. That's what I really want. I don't think that's the primary or deepest meaning of according to God's will. I think it has to do with our orientation towards life. I cannot have a well-guided prayer life if I have a misguided life. And so God's will is that I become, like God, somebody who lives with a generous way of giving, and then a humble way of asking, and then a grateful way of receiving. That I enter into that kingdom life of giving, blessing, and asking, and receiving gratefully. So you might do a little assessment. Adam Grant has written a book called Give and Take, and he writes about takers and givers. This is a little assessment from that. You could just do this for yourself as we get ready to pray according to God's will, living the kind of life that God wants us to live. Givers are folks who want people to succeed. Givers are generous with their time. Is that me? Givers are not competitive with their peers. They share credit for achievements. Conversely, they share blame for mistakes and work together to try to fix things. Givers are flexible in applying rules. Givers genuinely care about the needs of other people and work to help others achieve their goals. Whereas people who are mainly takers take all the credit even when they've done the least to earn it. With the taker, it is said, when things go well, they're looking at a mirror. I did this. When things go bad, they're looking out the window. There's somebody out there I can blame. Takers blame others for mistakes. Takers compete with others instead of working with them. Takers are rigid in applying rules, except maybe when applying rules to me, then I get pretty flexible. Takers do not commit their time to helping others or participate in activities that don't directly benefit themselves. Takers do not share or play well with others. And so to pray according to God's will is to be somebody who gives generously, who asks humbly, who receives gratefully. It's a healthy giving. There is a kind of needy giving where I think I only have value or worth as long as other people need me. And that's not God's will for our life either. So when I pray according to will, I'm entering into life in this way. And the power of asking is so great that it taps into something that is fundamental in the universe. I will be shortly out in the Midwest. I'm going to preach at a church in Elgin and then be a little conference back there. So I'm going to go back to my old hometown of Rockford. And I called my Aunt Becky. Could I stay overnight in your house one night when I'm back in Rockford? And her response was not just, well, yeah, how much money have you got? It was almost like I was doing her a favor. She was just so generous about that. And then I called my cousin who lives back in that area and said, I'm going to be back there and I'll fly in. I could try to meet you back in Rockford. He said, no, I'll come to the airport. I'll pick you up. And he said it almost like I was doing him a favor. We are made to mingle our little kingdoms with one another as we ask humbly and give generously. I was thinking about another friend of mine who was in a state of need, and I could have done something, and I didn't. And it is actually kind of a bitter regret. And I was thinking, I wonder when we get to the end of our lives, as we look back on them, when we're going through moment by moment, part of the way that sin blinds us is I want, and I regret not getting what I want. I wonder if at the end my big regrets will be I could have helped, I could have done, I could have blessed, I could have been there, and I missed that chance, which would have been something that we could have savored forever. So that's to pray according to God's will. And we pray to God confidently because God loves to give. The great Danish thinker Soren Kierkegaard wrote once that his favorite passage, and he would write about it often, is James 1:17. Don't be deceived, brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of all light, in whom there is not the slightest variation or change. So let's go to him now in prayer. Think for a moment about whatever it is that's on your heart that you are consistently bringing to God this week. And now we remember, God is right here. Our Heavenly Father, who is always near us. And now I pray my ask, and you pray your ask to God right now. Now, God, as best we can, we seek to pray according to your will. In that great kingdom of asking and receiving and giving with generous, grateful hearts. Help us to keep looking all through this day for what it is that you are doing in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Make it a golden rule day.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings on the person you're becoming, cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each episode that include extra resources and discussion questions, you can let us know at becomenew.com/subscribe. Lastly, if you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. We're glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.